is Robin Gunn coming in here today on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, where we always like to say, may the good Lord be with you down every road you roam, and may sunshine and happiness follow you all the way home. I have a fun guest today. Just even reading her bio today made me go, oh my word, this woman has accomplished everything, almost.
I don't have any trophies yet.
You don't?
No.
Well, I can get one behind you.
Okay, good.
Okay. And this is Miss Kay Stout. She's also a member of Villages OKC, which we always have been a in-kind donator to Villages OKC. I'm a member, so is my mother. Villages OKC is a concept that came out of the East Coast. It's been around about 20 years now, I think. Came to Oklahoma City probably about 5 or 6 years ago. And Marilyn Olson, who's been on the show several times, has also done several commercials on her show, is the executive director. Villages OKC is not a place. It is a plan. It actually allows you to stay in your home longer, or you can even live in a retirement community and still be a member of Villages OKC. It has, I would say, exponential. Is that a word?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Activities that are very educational as well as fun, and you get to serve your fellow man. It's all about being a part of the community. The road is almost endless on what Villages OKC can offer you, including volunteer services at your home that maybe there's some things that you just don't want to tackle anymore or don't feel like you can tackle anymore. Villages OKC has a group of vetted villagers that will come and help you, and even transportation is part of that. But I've been to several of their parties, along with Mind Ramp, who's been on the show several times too. They have a program called The Gift, and that stands for something, G-I-F-T. We'll talk about that in the show too. But first, let me tell you a little bit about the Oklahoma Senior Journal. We've been around for 30 years this year, and we have a magazine that we've done twice a year. The Oklahoma Senior Journal has 100 pages of solid resources, informative articles, phone numbers, websites, you name it, it is in there to help you navigate after the age of 50, or if you're an adult child of somebody in the senior world, this magazine can help you navigate that, because I talk to adult children all the time that say, I know less than zero what to do. I know what to do at my kids' softball game, but I don't know how to take care of mom and dad and what they need. And so Villages is an answer to that. Villages OKC. I'm going to give their number out real quick, which is 405-990-6637. That's 405-990-6637. We'll give it out here again in the show. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal would love you. If you haven't picked one up, we have 650 locations in the 405 area code that you can pick up an Oklahoma Senior Journal. So just go to OK, spell out senior, spell out journal.com. That's OK, seniorjournal.com. There's a button there that says distribution. It pulls down every single location we are at. Or when you're on our website, you can look at the magazine virtually. So every single page of the magazine is virtual. It can be downloaded. It can be printed off. It can be zoomed in, zoomed out. So that's also a great way to get the resources from the Oklahoma Senior Journal, as well as these radio shows. So thank you for listening in. We have now gone FM, as you can see. We're 96.9 FM The Eagle, and we are still with our sister station, Hank FM. Shout out. Woohoo! Okay, well, let me tell you about Miss Kay Stout, who's done some things in her life. She is a career transition and outplacement consultant. Tell me what that is, because that's a mouthful.
During the explosion of merger acquisitions several years ago, when companies were merging, the employees that were going to lose their jobs, we would go in. I was with Right Management. Okay. So we would go in and we would work with them and help them transition out of losing their job and finding their next job. And it worked very, very well during the merger acquisition phase that we were all going through.
Is that still happening?
It is still happening, but not like it was before. That's A. And B, now it's almost exclusively online.
Gotcha.
And so it was like it was something that was very popular and very good at the time.
At the time, yeah.
Technology changed that. But merger acquisitions, you don't see the big AT&Ts and those kinds
right.
of things.
Right.
So it's different
exactly.
today.
Very cool. Okay.
Yeah.
You also have developed three successful nonprofit organizations. Mm-hmm. Let's give me the name of those.
I have no idea where the third one comes from, but I'll let you know when I get to it.
Okay.
I got into the world of animal rescue
okay.
with Second Chance
yes.
in Norman,
uh-huh.
thanks to Dr. Ann Morgan. And that's where I fell in love with animal rescue, and it fulfilled a need for me. I had lost two children, and
wow.
this was my way of saving something. And
Absolutely.
Sarge, yeah. And so Sarge, who became my turning point in my life of animal rescue.
And Sarge is a dog.
Oh, yes.
We do have to take a quick break, so we're going to leave you at this little cliffhanger about
okay.
Sarge the dog. I actually know Sarge myself, have pictures with him. So we'll be right back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal, here on the Eagle, and I'm going to say the New Eagle, on 96.9 FM. We'll be right back with Miss Kay Stout, who's a member of Villages OKC. It's a plan and not a place.
Hi, this is Jeff with Synergy Home Care. Are you seeing constant changes with your seniors, from housework not getting done, medications not being taken, or even consistent falls with limited supervision for your mom, dad, or even grandma? The effects of your aging loved ones can no longer be ignored. Don't worry. Synergy Home Care is definitely here to help. We offer services from hourly care to around-the-clock compassionate care. We can help with meal preparation, escort to appointments, medication, reminders, and much, much more. Call Synergy Home Care now at 405-254-3046 for a free in-home assessment. Our RN will customize a care plan specific for your loved one's care to give you the peace of mind that they are getting the care they need. Call Synergy Home Care today at 405-254-3046. Again, that's 405-254-3046. Synergy Home Care.
Hey, Dennis with Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction. Tell me a little bit about your business.
Well, Robin, first off, congratulations on 28 years with the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
How many years have you been in business?
33 years.
Plus.
Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction in 1987 is when I began, and I was a painter. Then I became a painting contractor, and then I worked for insurance companies and did insurance restoration. And that's how we got into the roofing, which is storm damage restoration.
You also do guttering, siding, and painting.
Well, guttering, siding, windows, garage door, fence. Everything that a storm would damage. And we're licensed with the City of Oklahoma City as a general contractor.
A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. So tell me about what this giveaway is.
The first 10 people who are homeowners and do not have a brand new roof, we're going to enter them into a drawing for $200 Visa gift card.
Woohoo! Call Dennis at 405-923-5127. What's that number again, Dennis?
405-923-5127. We're licensed with the State of Oklahoma Construction Industries Board. Our license number is 8000242.
Today, in this ever-changing world of insurance, we at MCM know that understanding health coverage can be overwhelming and confusing. Our goal is to help you navigate the world of Medicare to get the coverage you need and deserve. What sets our team apart is the fact that we put our hearts into helping our clients find the plans that best fit their individual needs. In our office, we provide a Medicare store where our clients are able to access and compare each company and their plan benefits. Call 405-842-0494 today to schedule an in-person appointment. Or you can visit our website at mcmmedicare.com. Again, it's 405-842-0494 and our website, MCM, spell out Medicare.com. You can also find us on Facebook under MCM Insurance. And you can always stop by our office at 2232 West Hefner Road, Suite A. We're right by the post office.
Navigating through Medicare.
Villages OKC is a plan for aging that connects a community. Our word for today is gift. G-I-F-T. Hello, this is Marilyn Olson, Executive Director. Having birthdays and growing older is a celebration, and life is the most wonderful gift. To make aging even more successful, Villages OKC offers a gift workshop for you and your parent, or you and your sister, or you and your spouse, or just do it for yourself. In the workshop, in a small group setting, we talk through difficult questions. We learn about options. We write solutions for the what-ifs in the future. All of my own decisions are written in one easily updated notebook. The word for today is gift. You can find out more by calling 405-990-6637 or online at villagesokc.org. Villages OKC, where you can find a most valuable gift.
Robin Gunn coming back in here, your host of the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, now on 96.9 FM, The Eagle. We are so happy to be on the FM station and bringing you these fantastic shows. I'm sitting here with Kay Stout. She's a member of Villages OKC, but has accomplished a lot in her years on this earth. And we were just talking about dog rescue, but man, hers goes much further than just rescuing dogs. This is somebody my father was at the VA center in Norman, and there was a dog there that was a dog that stayed pretty much all day. They finally had to take it home at night. So Sarge was a therapy dog, so to speak, to all of these veterans that were there. And such a cool dog, such a very well-mannered dog. And there's also a Dr. John Otto. So I got to know him because he would come to the VA center, and then I went to his veterinarian clinic there in Norman, and I just said, we need to have a story done on you and what you do. So you said, I've also rescued about 200 animals. You're way ahead of me. So you said you got involved in Second Chance Animal Sanctuary. So how long were you involved with that?
About 3 years, and then I was hired away to start a new one in Veneta called Peaceful Animal Adoption Shelter.
Well,
conceived to be a traditional shelter.
Okay.
Wasn't going to work. Right after we opened, we had 50 dogs in the kennels. I had 150 owner surrenders waiting to come in, and it was chaotic.
Wow.
I had two philanthropists that believed in me and gave me a chance to solve it. And so as a result, over the period of the next 5 years while I was at PAWS in Veneta, we sent 6,700 Oklahoma dogs to Dumfriends League in Colorado. We were on CBS. It was a big deal over those years.
Wow.
But we also had partners of 15 rural municipal shelters in Oklahoma that partnered with us. So they would rotate and come in every Monday and bring the dogs, and they'd go out Monday night, and they'd be in Denver on Tuesday, usually adopted on Friday if they were spayed. It'd take a few days later if they weren't.
Gotcha.
And then the other thing was we were able to fix 5,000 pets in the Veneta area.
Oh, my word.
And so it changed the landscape.
Well, of course it did.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's just making me grin from elbow to elbow.
Yeah.
So there is a documentary called The Dogs of Lexington. Now, this is something that Dr. Otto put together.
Right.
He actually was nominated for an Academy Award for it.
Went to the
Oscars.
I was at the little ceremony. It was really fun.
Oh, how neat.
Yeah.
That's so great. Yeah. I was like, wow. So he gave me a copy of The Dogs of Lexington. This has been over 10 years ago, and it is phenomenal. It literally, you'd have to have a heart of stone if you didn't get choked up during this movie and what it does, not only for the animal, but for the prisoner. So kind of tell me because Lexington is a prison here in Oklahoma. So how did this kind of get started? I think a woman started it at first, like a
Catholic sister.
Catholic sister, yes, okay.
It's in either Washington or Oregon, don't remember which.
Okay.
And when I got introduced to it, I was at Second Chance, and Lee Fairchild was the trainer there at the time. And I fell in love with the program because I saw what it did not only for the inmates, but Sarge was a dog that was completely unadoptable. He was cranky, growly. And Mr. Miller worked with him for 6 months until he became the perfect gentleman and was the hero dog of the year for the veterinarians, I think in 2013, 14, somewhere along.
Yes, because I went to that ceremony.
Okay, yeah. I was there.
Oh, wow.
I was there.
We didn't know each other yet.
Yeah, and so then I started that same program at the facility, Northeastern Oklahoma Correctional Center in Veneta when I got there. I very much believe that it is very rehabilitative for everybody concerned.
For everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
For all of us. Yeah.
And it's also been adopted by Mabel Bassett now. So women are working with these dogs.
Yep.
And it literally gives them a purpose.
Yes.
And they see an actual change. They also bond and love this animal, and then they know they're doing a greater good by moving that dog onto usually somebody that's handicapped or has a disability in some way. So these dogs are trained that way.
Yeah.
I did want to back up a little bit and talk a little bit about you being a radio host at one time in your life.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was in a bar with Dink Bernardi.
Who wasn't?
Having a drink. And he said, "We're desperate for a new kind of program." And I said, "Well, I can answer career questions." He said, "Okay, well, I want you to go sell the ads and you can be on the air." And I said, "No.
Yeah.
You sell the program and I'll come do it."
Right.
So they sold the program and I did it for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Took, you know, live calls on Sunday afternoon.
What was the name?
Your Career Connection. You have a career problem? Call me. I'll provide free advice.
That is too cool.
It was fun.
I bet.
Yeah.
It's very fun to do the radio waves. And so you were also a chairman of Sales and Marketing Executive Dinner Club. Or International Dinner Club. What does that mean?
Okay. Sales and Marketing Executives at the time had their annual meeting here in Oklahoma City.
Okay.
And so for 5 years, I had the really tough job of going up to the governor's mansion and finding out who managed the mansion. It was really a tough job. And what would the first lady prefer for the menu, right,
okay.
And so on. Okay. I mean, come on, that's their house.
Yeah.
And it was probably the second one I had done was right after the bombing.
Oh, wow.
And I can still remember Frank Keating holding up the dollar that became the Oklahoma Standard. I know that story. I can tell it. But then I saw how great things happened because we had one of the dinners out on the lawn and the Oklahoma wind came blowing down and
just
the
like
tent
the
started
song.
Going up and we're praying. And so when it was over, there were four of the leading business leaders in Oklahoma City and their wives there. And I remember two of the wives looking at their husbands and saying, "We need a building." And they now have the pavilion.
Okay.
But
that's from that.
I met Zig Ziglar.
Oh.
I met the founder of Kinko's. I mean, I wouldn't have missed. It was such a tough job to say, "Welcome to the mansion."
Yeah.
Which is all I had to do.
You were a greeter.
I was the greeter.
There you go. How fun.
It was fun.
I've seen Zig Ziglar a couple of times in person, you know, doing his positive motivation, and he's very much. And you were one of the first to adopt LinkedIn. What does that mean?
LinkedIn.
I mean, I know what LinkedIn
is,
but people out there might not. So explain what LinkedIn is.
LinkedIn is a professional place where you can find people from around the world who either share a common interest that you have or you'd like to connect with them in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, it was, I think Reed had founded it maybe 6-8 months before I saw it.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't exactly sure how it was going to work, but I knew it made sense to me intellectually. Mm-hmm. And I went walking down to my boss at the time and said, "I don't know what it is, but you have to pay for it because I need it."
There you go.
He paid for it, and I've been using it ever since.
Oh, yeah, and it is like Connection City out there with LinkedIn. And again, like she said, it is for professionals. It's virtual. It's, you know, for lack of a better term, I'd just call it a Facebook for professionals. But it's a little more...
Yeah, I think of it as a private fraternity sorority.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's better. I like that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is impressive. So, Kay, administrative skills and passion for rescuing animals impacted over 14,000 animals in many states. So you didn't only do this in Oklahoma because the dogs sometimes would have to travel.
They only went, the dogs that we had only went to Dunfermline League in Denver.
Oh.
And that story's cool because I didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I called a friend I knew in Colorado and I said, "I need to send dogs to Colorado and I don't know what to do."
Mm-hmm.
He put me in touch with Bob Rohde, Dunfermline League, and Bob said, "We don't take from shelters." And I said, "You'll take from mine." He said, "I'll give you 3 chances. We won, and the rest was history.
That's so great.
And so 6,700 Oklahoma dogs made it to Colorado.
That's wonderful.
Yep.
Ah, love it. So are you still involved with Animal Rescue?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm doing consulting work, helping nonprofit rescues understand that it's a business so that they can stay alive financially and achieve their goal.
There you go.
Yep.
That's wonderful. You know, my dogs throughout my life have been probably the most important thing to me. You know, it's that unconditional love. We say it all the time, but it's way true. So we just have a minute left, but when we come back, we're going to open with a question. I would like Kay to give me a capsule version of her life, her family, and her career. We've been talking a little bit about your life, but we haven't really mentioned your family and what your career is. Are you doing a career now?
I will always be an animal rescue.
Okay. I love it.
I will.
Okay. We will be back with Kay Stout. She is a member of Villages OKC. You can read about Villages OKC on page 64 in the Oklahoma Senior Journal. It's a plan and not a place, and it helps the 50-plus. It's a 50-plus gathering place where you can be helped in any way or get educated anyway, and you still get to stay at home. So we'll be back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. I'll let Kay tell us what it means when we come back in from a break. Hello, this is Robin Gunn coming back in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which, Kay, I want to ask you what OSJ stands for.
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is beautiful. Look at you. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal has been around for 30 years. We have a 100-page magazine that helps navigate your life after 50. Or if you're a family member and you need help with navigating for your parents or loved ones of any kind, and if you serve if you're in a business that serves the 50 plus, this is the magazine for you. We also have an app. We also have this radio show. We also do expos. So we make sure that we are widespread with information out there that you may need. And after doing it for 30 years, we definitely consider ourselves expert in the field. Our website, one more time, is okseniorjournal.com. So we were talking to Kay Stout. She's a member of Villages OKC, and we keep bringing up Villages OKC because they're an entity that was started on the East Coast that helps seniors stay in their home longer by having some volunteers come in that are vetted, as well as all kinds of educational and fun programs, concerts. Didn't you just come back from a concert recently? What was that?
Midtown Boys in OCCC.
Yeah, there you go. That's a really nice theater. I've gone to some plays there. So tell us a little bit about your family.
Okay, I had three children. I had Doug, Susan, and Damon. I had Doug. Big gap. We adopted Susie, and oops, I had Damon.
Oh, okay.
And then in 2011, Doug passed away in May, and Susie did in November. And my youngest son was in Dubai with his family, and so I spent the Christmas in Dubai. With him.
Wow.
And I came back in January. I think January 6th is when I came back. And I remember thinking, I'm done. Not too sure what that meant. But suddenly, I couldn't talk with the kids on radio. I couldn't see them on Skype. I had grandchildren. I'm going, excuse me.
Yeah.
Damon sent me an email and said he was going to be in the country. He needed a hug when I meet him upstairs at the airport. And here came Damon and his wife and the two kids. And he's a CFO, so I know he didn't spend $14,000 for four tickets. Trust me. And the day after I left Dubai, he got a job offer from somebody he had interviewed with 2 years earlier in Oklahoma City. And he's lived here ever since.
Oh.
And now I only live three blocks away.
That is too great. How many grandkids?
Altogether, I have five.
Five. Okay.
Yeah.
What are their names?
Mike and Katie are Doug's children.
Okay.
And they live in the Bixby, Tulsa area.
Okay.
And then I have Angel, Nicole, and Brandon, and they're the ones that live three blocks. Well, sorry, Angel lives in his own house. He's 28. But the other two live three blocks from me. So, yeah.
Got you. That's so great to have them here.
Thank you.
And I'm sure Dubai was just something to behold.
I would tell anybody, if they're under 45 or so, find a company that has an office in Dubai and volunteer to go live there for three or four. Income tax free, beautiful place to live.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Lovely.
I would have. Yeah.
Very cool. Yep. Okay. So your driver's license says you're over 50. Is that right?
Yes. I have to be because I have my son is 48.
Okay.
So I have to be over 50.
I love it. So Villages OKC is something that the age group is 55 to join.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you, I don't know if you want to divulge your age, but
nope.
You shocked. Okay. Well, you shocked me and my producer. So this woman is, you're keeping viable because you are, you know, still doing things
right.
in your life. When most people that have retired are playing golf, you believe that it's better to still keep yourself working. So you do something with Zoom every day at home with a work project. What is that?
The Kirkpatrick Foundation has formed Common Bonds, and it's to get the word out so that more municipal shelters can be what we call humane or have 90% live release rate.
Yes.
And so I do some consulting on that side of it because I know the importance of keeping an animal, a pet, in the home. And I also know how much it means to a family when they're struggling to have their pet fixed so they don't have unwanted litters.
Absolutely. So. And do you feel like that this helps you as somebody that is over 50? Why aren't you like the others that maybe sit in a rocking chair or, you know, go play golf every day? Or
I couldn't save my two children. Doug died of a massive heart attack, as did Susie.
Oh, good
Doug
Lord.
Was in Alaska. Susie lived here. So I say I'm very aware of what I do. Mm. I see to it that dogs and cats. Sorry, cats go with it, but that's kind of, I save dogs and cats. Sorry, it's a comma there. Because it makes me feel good.
Yes, absolutely. And well,
gives
and
me
it
a purpose.
Does a world. Yes, and it's a world of good for them and the person that they're paired with.
Yep.
I have a good friend of mine that is in the Oklahoma Senior Journal, and his dog kept putting his nose so hard on his chest. It's like, why is this dog acting like this? You know, he goes, I kept pushing him away. And come to find out, he was having a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't something that happened immediately. It was over a period of time. But this dog did that repeatedly to him.
Because he knew.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
So they're, to me, are angels on the earth because they have a sixth sense.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you become to know about Villages OKC and then become a member? I mean, what drove you to that?
I have a really close friend named Chris Rush. Her
okay.
husband was Dick Rush, the CEO of the state chamber.
Okay.
And when I moved back, she said, you got to join it with me. Well, of course, I did exactly what she suggested I do. And then I discovered other people with like interests of mine.
Yes.
And then for me, I live alone.
Mm.
And so I needed some things done around my house. Mm. I could find somebody who did it.
Right.
And I knew I could safely let them in my front door.
You're right. Exactly.
And now, and they offer classes like the brain classes. So I, you know, don't lose what little's left there. And I think of it as, I grew up in rural Wyoming.
Okay.
And my parents had a grocery store and we had a big pot-bellied stove.
Okay.
And
yeah.
So everybody gathered around that and you found out everything everybody needed to know. Okay. And that's what I think Villages is online.
That's great.
You can go into, if you're approved, you can go into our closed group.
Mm-hmm.
You can share ideas freely. You can share information. You can get together.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's the pot-bellied stove on air.
Yeah, that's very cool. Or in the 60s, the water cooler.
There you go.
Yeah,
but you had to work at that place to get the water cooler.
That's true.
This way, you just have to go online.
That's right. Amen. And I know they have a really cool men's group that
yes.
do a lot of building and
fixing.
Making things and fixing things. Yes. You attended a 4-week Villages OKC workshop called The Gift, which
yes.
I mentioned earlier in our broadcast, GIFT, all capitalized. Tell me about that.
It made me do what I knew I should have done and what wasn't going to until I paid money to get it done.
Yeah.
And so after I paid the money and went to the classes, I thought, you really need to do this.
Yes.
It helps you absolutely put everything down that
mm-hmm.
your family needs to know about you through your end of life so mm-hmm. that there's no questions and they don't go, where's this? How do I do that? Whatever.
Yeah.
And,
did mom even have a
will?
Yeah.
You know, where's her trust?
Uh-huh.
You know,
did she have a safety deposit box?
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
and if you end up in a nursing home, what does she like to eat? What does
yeah.
she not like to
mm-hmm.
eat? All those are things that are important. And you probably don't want to put them down when you're doing it alone.
Right.
Well, don't. But when you're doing it in a classroom,
yes.
it's fine.
Yeah. It's so true.
Everybody else around you is doing it
mm-hmm.
too. So you're fine.
Yeah. And you're getting to discuss with
yes.
other people things. Yeah, you know, what is important to you? And, you know, have you ever thought of this? Oh, my word, no, that's a great idea. Yeah. So the gift comes to you in a big booklet
yes.
that you write in,
mm-hmm.
and then you let your family know, now this is everything you could possibly mm-hmm. want to know. I mean, you can go all the way to, you know, what songs you want at your service. I mean, it's, but then there's very important things in there too, medical issues and insurance cards and all kinds of stuff.
Everything you don't think you would need. But for those of us that have already done it with our parents, we need it.
You're right.
It's just, there's something that makes you feel like it's very final until you go to the first class and you realize, oh, there's 10 other people doing this with me. So it's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, it's a kind thing to do for your family, definitely.
Very much so.
And what does GIFT stand for?
I think it's Gathering Information for Transition.
That's exactly
Did I pass?
Right. That's exactly it.
Okay, good.
Hallelujah. You have said that Villages OKC is like a small town to you, or even compared it to that big potbelly stove at your home. So what do you mean by that, a small town?
And when you grow up in rural Wyoming, you know everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahomans are better at knowing everybody and being friendly than in a lot of places. Mm-hmm. But that's exactly what it is. It's other people like you that you get to know and share experiences with. Because I think the hardest thing when you get older is if you're alone too much.
Yes.
And I have this circle of friends that I can call, I can go see, they'll pop in to see me, and it makes you feel like you're young again.
Yes, absolutely. Young again, and you have a purpose with these other people. Yeah, building relationships. Okay, we are going to take another break here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for...
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Man, you're passing every test. Here on the new 96.9 The Eagle FM. We got more to tell you about Villages OKC and Miss Kay Stout.
As the premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
There is little in the world that is harder than being an Alzheimer's caregiver. We have over 100,000 of those remarkable caregivers right here in Oklahoma. Think about the stress of watching this monster take little pieces of your loved one day after day, week after week, year after year. That family caregiver becomes a victim of Alzheimer's as well. Dr. Jermaine Odenheimer has a dream for those caregivers and their loved ones. A memory garden located at Will Rogers Gardens at 36th Street and Hefner Parkway. This 7,000 square foot Oasis offers a peaceful respite from the daily grind and stress of being an Alzheimer's caregiver. With benches, raised flower beds, accessible by wheelchair, also partially shaded, and will include a misting system for comfort during the heat of the summer. It is the gift to those who are on their Alzheimer's journey. Please take every opportunity to enjoy this respite. All donations are still being accepted monthly, weekly, even daily. For more information, visit friendsofwillrogersgarden.com or like us on Facebook. Friends of Will Rogers Garden.
When you're considering a move to a retirement community for yourself or a loved one, you want to find a community that cares. Bellagio Senior Living offers great services at convenient locations in Edmond and Oklahoma City with caring staff and great residents. Some of our families and residents say, this place has everything we needed. The administration is so caring. The neighbors we met were just delightful. Bellagio Bradford Village is an independent and assisted living community located near Danforth and Boulevard in Edmond. A two-time recipient of the Pinnacle Customer Experience Award, Bellagio of Bradford Village provides outstanding services and care to seniors in our area. Bellagio of Oklahoma City offers assisted living and memory care services conveniently located at Portland and Memorial. For more information, visit VillagioLiving.com or call 405-697-0890. 405-697-0890.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine and on-air host with The Eagle, coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that to line, where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS, 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
Hi, my name is Brandon Pasley, and I serve as the Senior Director of Specialized Training at YWCA Oklahoma City. Take a look at the women around you. There's a 1 in 4 chance she will be a victim of domestic violence at some point in her lifetime. YWCA Oklahoma City provides crisis services to victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and stalking, and is the only provider of these services in Oklahoma County. People come to us on their worst days, seeking safety from the violence in their lives. YWCA OKC works to protect victims, and we need your help. Your support is crucial to the lives of victims who have experienced terrible crimes. Whether you donate money, clothes, or time, you will turn a broken life into a beautiful one. To learn more, visit us at ywcaokc.org or call 405-948-1770. Again, please visit us at ywcaokc.org or call 948-1770.
This is Robin Gunn coming in. I am the editor, publisher, and host of the Oklahoma Senior Journal. This is the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, and OSJ does stand for Oklahoma Senior Journal. We're at 650 locations with a 100-page beautiful magazine that you can use as a resource guide for yourself or your loved ones. You can also go to us online at okseniorjournal.com. So I've been talking to Ms. Kay Stout. She is a member of Villages OKC, which is a plan and not a place. So you have made new connections and new friendships through Villages OKC. What has that brought to you?
It has so enriched my life. As an example, because I have some military background, I worked for the military for a while, and the kid's father was in the military. So I have some military background. And one of my new friends named Bonnie is an E-9, which is the highest chief master sergeant. Yes, you know?
Yeah.
And that kind of person, and of course, Marilyn, I mean, she's a great instigator. She gets you going.
This is Marilyn Olson, who's the executive director. Yes.
We get together. We have a good time. You can call them on the phone. I don't know. You just have somebody's there if you need them.
Yes, that's exactly right. It is a, I don't know, a lifeline. Yeah. And like you said, you don't feel like if you do need some help, you're letting somebody in your home that you don't really know. They've already been vetted by Villages OKC. So something that you're very excited about that recently happened, Villages OKC attended the veteran pinning at the Oklahoma History Center. Describe what you saw and felt that day.
It was very personal for me. I spent 1966 in Seoul, Korea as a secretary for the Department of the Army because the kid's dad was stationed there.
Wow.
And so I went to Panmunjom. You know, I looked in the North Korean Guard. It was a third world country. I had an understanding of what I thought the young men and women were facing in Vietnam. And so I came back. I left a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
I came back a patriot. I never forgot. I was so lucky to have been born in the United States.
Yes.
Had I been born a Korean, I would have found a really nice enlisted guy and made sure he brought me to the USA.
Yes.
So I understood it completely. So
absolutely.
They weren't given the hero's welcome that my uncle was
because
that helped absolve him of what he'd faced in the Second World War.
Mm-hmm.
This Vietnam ceremony that they did, for me especially, when I realized they were also honoring the Vietnamese officers who now live here in the United States and live in Oklahoma, and you would see all of the GIs
mm-hmm.
and the Vietnamese ones. And it just kind of brought it all home.
Yes.
Because they never gotten the recognition they should have gotten.
No, never.
And
some good friends of ours have told us horror stories when they come off those ships.
Take off your uniform, throw it away, mm-hmm. and put on civilian clothes.
Yeah.
Don't let them know where you are. And mm-hmm. I got into some pretty heated arguments with people when I came back because they didn't understand what they had. I didn't understand the war in Vietnam.
Right.
But I understood the extreme poverty. Well, and I understood the extreme poverty from a war because Korea had just come out of a war from Japan not too long. I mean, they didn't particularly like the Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember that feeling of going to Panmunjom on the parallel and knowing that if I stepped across into the North Korea while I was going to stay there the rest of my life. I mean, I understood what it meant to be an American and what it meant to be able to come home. I didn't have to live there.
Right. So, exactly.
And so for the Vietnam vet, for us to remember them, to tell them we appreciate them, to let them know what it meant for us personally that they were willing to go over there, I can't think of a better way to help heal a wound that has been opened all these years because nobody ever said to them except their family, thank you.
Yeah.
Now I hope
you.
Yes, and I hope we do that better for the
I think we have gotten much better.
But you know what's going to happen when they start remembering it for the Afghans? All these young men and women with missing limbs.
Mm, that's so true.
Because of the new warfare.
Yeah, I know.
So you're going to see those with
A lot of them.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But they need that recognition. They need that honor. And that was beautifully done at the museum.
Good.
Beautifully done.
Good. Hallelujah. Yeah. All right. And if you're a member of Villages OKC, you hear about these kind of things because they have a regular monthly calendar. Why is serving important to you for aging well?
I guess I speak from the standpoint of being a woman and a mother.
Okay.
And the fact that I can still remember when I realized I was going to have children that they were in charge of my body.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I was going to have to let them be in charge until I could be in charge.
Yes.
And then something happened to me when I began to understand what the love was for my child, which is a love that I had never experienced in any other way.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need that feeling of family. You need that feeling of being able to share war stories with them.
There.
Because your kids don't want to hear them.
Right.
But your other friends that are your age, they love to hear them. You can go back and you can reminisce. And as I said before, it's like the pot-bellied stove. We all get to get around it. Either in a Zoom meeting, physically someplace, or a 3 or 4-way call that we all put together and we all get on, either way.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Either way, it works. I mean, Zoom meetings are wonderful.
Yes, they really are.
Put on makeup and only put on a nice shirt.
Sure.
You're fine.
That's exactly right. I'd forget and stand up and go, oh dear.
Yes, I know.
Why should every person and every business in greater Oklahoma City support Villages OKC's effort to change the conversation about aging?
All they have to look at is who comes through their door to buy their product, and it's going to get older and older. So if they want their cash register to ring, they better be nice to us and everybody that's coming after me.
Couldn't agree more.
Because they are going to be their main person to keep their doors open.
That's exactly right. I think it's 247 people turn 50 in the state of Oklahoma a day.
Yes.
So, All right. We only have a minute left. We're going to come back with 4 more minutes. I have one final question for Ms. Stout. Thank you so much for listening to us here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Dun, 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 dun. We'll be right back. This is our shortest break. We will be gone less than 1 minute, and we will definitely give you information on how you can get a hold of somebody at Villages OKC. That is what we believe in, is between our two ears, we always stay forever young. And Villages OKC is definitely a helpmate in that, staying forever young. I would just love you to tell me in your own words, what are some examples of Villages OKC's opportunities to serve others? So Villages OKC, again, is a plan and not a place.
You maybe had recently had surgery and you need to get to the doctor, you can call and somebody will come and pick you up and take you to the doctor and they'll wait for you and take you home.
Mm-hmm.
And or you need something minor done around your house, like when I needed some small carpentry work.
Mm.
this very lovely couple came. They did what needed to be done. We got to talk, and then they left. If you just need somebody to just visit with,
yes,
they're there.
Exactly.
Think of the times, especially for people who don't have children who live near them.
Mm-hmm.
How many times I get to call my son, and I have a granddaughter who drives and thinks it's cool, so
yeah.
You know, she wants to pick me up to take me everywhere.
Cool.
Probably the transportation part of it, as you get older, becomes so very, very important.
Especially at night.
Oh,
yes. My mom doesn't love driving at night.
Well, I don't want to drive at night because I'm afraid it'll hurt you.
Yeah.
So, you know. And then it's going to all the classes that they'll offer.
Yes.
The weekends, like the brain classes.
Yes.
Dr. Tran, the gifts. You get to go do things with other people.
That's exactly right.
You form friendships. You end up going out and having lunch with them.
Mm.
All kinds of things.
Coffee socials, yes.
And it keeps your mind alive, and you're not alone.
And you're not alone.
You're not alone.
That's the greatest. Okay, so we're going to give out some information about Villages OKC. Get your pen and paper ready. Or if you're a savvy phone user, you can put it in your notes in your phone. But it's info@villages, with an S, VILLAGES, and then OKC.org.
Mm-hmm.
So that's their email. So info@villagesokc.org. All like it's one word. And then we have villagesokc.org is their website. So www.villages, with an S, OKC.org. Again, all like it's one word. And then their phone number is 405-990-6637. That's 405-990-6637. And I know a ton of you right now are screaming out at your radios or podcasts that you're listening to this on. You want to know how much it costs. Do you know the answer to that?
$250 a year, and it's the best $250
you'll ever spend.
Absolutely.
I couldn't agree more. Annual individual membership is anywhere from $100 to $250 additional for the second person in the home. So can you believe that? You get all of this for at the max $250 per year. They also get grants, and they have donations. So if you're a business out there that would like to donate to the largest demographic with the largest discretionary income, Villages OKC is your place.
Absolutely.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Ms. K. Stout, for being with me today.
Anytime.
It's been lovely getting to know you, and you're a super interesting woman. You are living your life at the top of the rung. Again, I'll give out the phone number one more time for Villages OKC, a plan and not a place, 405-990-6637. This is Robin Gunn. I am out talking to you on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which, Ms. K, what does OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right. Hallelujah. And we also have an app. The Oklahoma Senior Journal has an app, and there is a way to download that, and it is in a commercial on this show. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.